Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Well, we start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It is the first T20 international between the Proteas and India, the first of five. So a long way to go still in the series. After 10 and a half overs, India are 75 for 3 after being put into bat by the South Africans. And they're in fact now 78 for 4. Wicket has just gone down there. So good going for the Proteas at the moment. Axar Patel still there at the crease. Lungi Ngidi doing the bowling and getting the wicket there. So Ngidi getting two wickets so far in the innings. So great going there for the Titans bowlers. And Real Madrid manager Xabi Alonso, well, he's facing mounting pressure ahead of tomorrow's Champions League group stage meeting against Pep Guardiola's Manchester City. But the Spaniard was confident that the team could turn their poor form around. Sunday's 2-0 loss to Celta Vigo, in which Real Madrid were reduced to 9 players after defenders Fran Garcia and Alvaro Carreras were sent off, left the club second in La Liga with 36 points, 4 points behind log leaders Barcelona, and that in Real Madrid terms is a crisis. The Lions will head into their next European Challenge assignment with a burning sense of purpose after a heartbreaking loss to Benetton at Ellis Park this weekend. Having surrendered a commanding lead to the Italian visitors, the Johannesburg outfit were left stunned as the match slipped through their fingers. And Liverpool coach Arne Slot says that he was surprised by Mohamed Salah, saying their relationship had broken down, and he cast doubt on whether the forward will play again for the club. Slot says the only communication that he's had with Salah was after Saturday's bombshell interview was to tell the player that he would not be travelling to Italy for the Champions League encounter against Inter Milan. So in Soto, he told Mohamed to Salah behind. I'm here all week.
Bye.
Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.